Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get into some specifics in a little bit about the game itself, all that stuff. But last week here on Baskin and Phelps,
yeah,
I think Andy and I were in agreement. This was a pivotal game for the Browns, and I won't even say for the Browns season. Pivotal game, what we laid out last week for where this thing might be going. Big picture, big employment. And it didn't go well, Andy, and I would expect that this game, the loss to the New York Jets, who were 1-7, not playing well, the way this game was lost, leads to changes. And whether it's deserved, not deserved, whatever, I think losing a game like that, the way you lost it, under the circumstances you lost it, in a season where you're now 2-7, I just think the pendulum has swung in the other direction. I'm Phelps. This would be the Baskin.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little surprised at your take on this. It's very analytical, which fits, I think, in some ways.
I don't get overly emotional about the outcome of sporting events. You know that.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted, I think was the word I used yesterday. How many games is special teams going to lose for you? How many,
Apparently at least one.
Well, they're two. They're two for now. You can take the first game of the season,
too. Yeah.
And there's just no excuse. Special teams should not lose games for you, ever. And if I play defense for the Browns, I am, still fuming. Now, did they do everything they possibly could yesterday? No, they didn't. Breece Hall had his way in big runs when he needed to make them, and the Browns defense didn't stop him. But
weren't too many of those, but there were two of them that
enough
were critical.
That were, yeah, that there they needed. That were someone needed to come up with a big play.
And he didn't get it.
And then they had two bonehead plays at the end of the game that extended the game and gifted the Jets another win. This is the second time this has happened against the Jets the last two times we played them, right?
You can't make the assumption that the offense would have put a tying touchdown on the board, but you would have liked to have seen them have the chance.
I had no confidence the offense was going to be able to go down the field.
Would have liked to have seen them have the chance, though.
Right.
I know I did.
There is no we have to be better anymore. There is no I'm tired of it. How about some real answers today? Can we, Kev, let's be honest. Can we be honest instead of just kind of hiding it, we got to do this. Come on, stop. That's all the fans want. The fans just want honesty. That's it. And I tell you what, you want to make some fans today, how about coming out and saying, we suck. We didn't live up to the expectations. I'm extremely mad about this or I'm mad about that.
You're talking about Kevin?
I'm talking about Kevin later today, but you know what?
1 o'clock, hear it here.
Yeah, it's not just Kevin. It's not. It's Andrew Berry. Where are you? Where were you when they were making trades? Everything seems to be in the cloak of secrecy for this franchise, and the only thing that's visible is 2-7. And the other part of it is the team sucked against one of the worst teams in the NFL that just traded away their two best players, or two of their best players.
Defensively.
I'll even be nice.
Yep, defensively.
I mean, yeah, it's just it's embarrassing. It is mind-boggling. And I just want, like, some truth to this, you know? And I'm not asking them to go, you know what, we're better off if we don't win because we're going to get a higher draft pick and we feel better about that. Also, I mean, something has to seriously be wrong to not even consider Shadur at this point. You have nothing to lose.
Oh, nothing to lose. I'm not going to go there yet, but...
It's nothing. I'm not anti-Dylan. I'm anti, you got to change something, man. You got to go to the bullpen. Otherwise, you're looking at empty stadiums for the rest of the year. If that's what you want. I don't know. What is Shadur Sanders doing in Berea that could be not a spark? Is he irritating people? Is this the guy that isn't what, or is the guy that maybe got passed on by all these teams?
You're going there already? After a loss to the Jets that was miserable on all fronts, and you're worried about the backup quarterback.
It's not the backup quarterback. It's the other drafted quarterback. They need something. They need a spark. If not, I'm going to sit here and rail on special teams for 4 hours, and I'm not going to do that.
Might not be a bad problems. Idea. Might not be a bad idea.
How can you lose two games in one season by special teams? I know there are more than just special teams out there.
You saw it.
God, man, that was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Great job on getting the field goal in. Great. Kudos. How about stopping somebody when it comes time to stop a touchdown? All right, I've railed for a little bit. I got to save up some more railing. I got 4 hours.
Save up the railing, huh?
Come on. It's embarrassing. We're investing 4 hours of you, no matter what, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, because that's the only time the league will let you play, except for this week, because you're playing the Ravens. And they want to make it the afternoon game.
Yeah, they sure do. 4:25 coming up on Sunday. Baltimore Ravens in town. Baltimore Ravens who are hot. Baltimore Ravens who are probably on their way to winning the AFC North. So yesterday... I was expecting a better performance all the way around. I don't think anything looked really good. The defense had some moments where they looked really good. Think about this, Andy. You lost to a team that threw the ball only 11 times. And the starting quarterback had 54 yards passing in today's NFL. In today's NFL. Today's NFL, you had 54 yards passing.
How many times did we turn the ball over?
There's just so many things that didn't go the right way yesterday. But Browns had 23 first downs yesterday, 12 for the Jets. See, this goes back to what you said, special teams losing your games. Take out two special teams touchdowns, which, of course, you can't do, but... That's 13 points on the board for the Jets.
Hmm.
Now, might they have taken the ball and driven it down the field and scored? You never know, so who knows? All we know is that the Browns' defense kept the Jets in place offensively. I mean, they didn't do much of anything. You know, Breece Hall had a couple of big plays, and it hurt the team big time. It's just, I looked at yesterday, Andy, and my thought might have been different than most. Just thought there's not enough talent on this offense to win. Talent on the offense to win.
Jerry Jeudy actually had a decent game yesterday.
Well, that's good, Andy. That's one.
Okay, well, at least you had one guy. Fannin, four catches for 44 yards? And Njoku had a touchdown catch.
Great. That there's not enough talent on this offense to win games. And that includes, obviously, the quarterback position. I mean, you don't come out of a draft having taken quarterbacks in the third and fifth round and think that you found your franchise quarterback. Sure, you could get lucky. It happens. Sure. But that, you know, you went into this season with four quarterbacks. You traded the two who are most likely to help you win football games. So what are you expecting? I mean, seriously, the two guys who were most likely to help you win football games were traded. First Pickett before he ever took a snap here. For some unknown reason, and then Flacco. I mean, if you were looking to win games this year, those were your guys. Those were the two guys you should have played. You want proof of that? Flacco has done just fine in Cincinnati, where he's had better talent. They're not winning a lot of games, but he's playing fine. But he didn't have that same supporting cast here. And then look around the league at guys who have been around, kicked around, Andy, who are doing okay. Veteran quarterbacks are better at winning football games than rookies not drafted in the first round.
True.
Rookies drafted in the first round aren't doing very well either.
No, that's true.
Cam Ward's not doing well in Tennessee. Why? Because he doesn't have a lot of talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson Dart, another concussion in New York. Why? Because he's getting the snot beat out of him. But they both look better. And that's where this is. We want to hear from you. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We have a busy day, Andy.
Busy, Jeff.
Pet Track coming up at 11 o'clock. Our buddy Scott from the Chronicle-Telegram, 11 o'clock. Our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, Tyvus Powell, is coming up at noon. And then Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference coming up at 1 o'clock today. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. And I don't think he's been given enough talent. But he's also not doing a great job coaching up what's here right now. Let's be honest about that. And Andy, when you go 3-14 and follow it up with 2-7, I don't care how it finishes. It screams regime change.
Yeah, I can't even.
And not just coaching, yeah. Regime.
Yeah,
that means everybody.
You're right. I mean, you changed play callers this week, and what'd you get? You got a 50-50 game, right? You passed the ball 32 times, yeah. You ran the ball 32 times.
I thought there was better balance. I did. And when Tommy Rees spoke to the media last week, he said a couple of things that had us saying right afterwards, screams from what he said, we're going to get the ball into the hands of the guys who we think can make plays for us.
He did.
And
he did. Yeah, I think he did.
So that was kind of mission accomplished, wasn't it?
They got to 20 points, too. For whatever that's worth.
And 20.
We have two wins, man. I can't sit here and lie. It is very hard to see the positive. Very, very hard. And then you sit here and try to wonder how you can be optimistic about the rest of the year. Give me something. Give me a reason to hang on. Because I think fans are just, I mean, you want to talk about pitchforks and everyone coming down the road on this thing. Everyone wants the coach. Everyone wants the GM. Everybody wants the quarterback. I don't know. I don't have a right answer. I'd love to hear what you think is the right answer. And then how are you going to fix it? That's the problem. So it's easy to call up and go, fire Kevin Stefanski. I get it. I understand why you were saying that because of what we've seen. 2-7. Winning on the road is brutal. They're 0-5 just this year alone. It's like, why? Why? But you need to come up with a solution on the other side. Where are you going? How can you make it better?
216-474-0092, the number to join us. Again, Stefanski's press conference at 1 o'clock. We'll hear it. Tyvus Powell joins us at noon. Scott Petrak at 11 o'clock. It's not a good day here on Baskin and Phelps. Again, here's the lowdown for today. Scott Petrak joins us at 11 o'clock from the Chronicle-Telegram. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network, former NFL DB, coming up at noon. And Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock, as the Browns get smoked by the Jets. I know it's only a 7-point loss. You don't lose to the Jets. Sorry. You don't do that. No. They traded their two best defensive players. You don't do that.
You just can't. I'm just mind-boggling. I'm having trouble comprehending what the game plan here is and what you do moving forward. And I think a lot of fans are sitting here saying, I want someone fired today. I want someone fired today. Super easy to say that.
Sure is.
Super easy. And it's like, but I don't know what's worse. Would you rather have someone get fired today or live in limbo for the rest of the season? Because that's what it feels like. Or you're in limbo wondering, do they have a chance to save their job? Is this guy going to have a chance to save his job? I saw Kevin's frustration at the end of the game, too, with the offside call.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, Kevin knew exactly. Kevin said what we said, right? We all knew it. You want honesty, you're going to get honesty. And then yeah. I give Miles credit. He stuck up for him. He's like, hey, it's still my guy. It's like he made a mistake at the end of the game. That's not why. If we all would have played a perfect game. Well, I give Miles credit. Like, yeah. Miles they sounded
down,
like.
They were down 7 at the time. So yeah. it's not as if the Browns had the lead and the penalty led to a field goal.
Right.
I mean, you were hoping to get the ball back and see what the team could do.
Yeah.
But and then there was the Devin Bush penalty right before that.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
there were two mistakes there.
I'm trying to find little victories and things. And like, I thought Miles sounded like a captain yesterday after the game, and sounded like a leader after the game. But still, I mean, you're 2-7. I mean, hopefully he'll still be here and everything will move forward with him and the good pieces of the defense. But man, I feel like I just crushed a beer can against my head after watching the
game. How'd that go?
Not good. Not good.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Let's go to Jeff in Cleveland to get things started. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Pretty good. Just want to tell you guys, number one, I do love the show.
Thank you.
I do not agree with everything you guys say every day, but I wouldn't know what to do with my mornings without you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. We appreciate
it. Hey, no problem. Number two, I just want to give you guys a what if. And hear me out.
Okay.
What if the Cleveland Browns saw Shedeur Sanders and decided, we're not going to let him play. We're not going to let him throw to the first team or anybody on the squad, because we believe that if we do that, they're going to want him to play and we're going to ruin the kid. So they're saying, we're going to keep him and we're going to use him next year as our starting quarterback and draft a tackle and offensive players like wide receiver or something. Because even if you do have a good quarterback here, he's going to need protection and some help to catch the ball.
True.
And the last thing I want to say is that if they start the season with just Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders, it sounds crazy, but Shedeur Sanders can be the backup to Deshaun, because Deshaun's got about 4 weeks to prove that he's either really, really bad and we can trade him. I mean, or we can bench him, or he's really, really good and we can trade him for more pieces. Because I believe the Browns believe Shedeur Sanders is their QB of the future, and they don't want to put him out there because the Mary Kay Cabots and the Dale Riders are going to say, why is he not playing right now? He's the best. He's better. We don't need that, because our team is garbage as it is right now. We don't have the protection for him.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak for Daryl or Mary Kay, but I mean, Mary Kay has said nothing but good things about Shedeur and talked about his arm strength, right? Talks about him in a positive light. She asks questions all the time about when is he going to play, where is he
going to say.
And Daryl, I mean, I'm not saying Daryl doesn't, I mean, I do a show all the time with him, and it's not that he's jumping out and saying Shedeur should be the starter. What he is saying is Gabriel is not the guy. He has said that since day one. So, I don't know. Ask those guys.
Yeah. Charles is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Charles.
What's up?
All right. So, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I want to I'm gonna throw you guys a bone here. Okay. I got some good source, okay? And I asked the source if I can, you know, at least try to calm this down, you know, this situation that's going on with the Browns. And they're not getting rid of Kevin Stefanski. The organization knows that the offensive line is the go-to. So what they got planned going on here is that he hasn't lost the locker room. Kevin Stefanski has not lost the locker room whatsoever.
Okay. Did someone say he lost locker room?
I've not seen this team ever phone it in for him.
They play hard for him. I'm not necessarily blaming you guys.
That's just what's been said, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you, Charles. I haven't heard anybody say he's lost locker room.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you must be hearing from different people. I've not heard that he's lost locker room.
Right, you know, okay. But so at the end of the day, their plan, and this is a good source, all right. I'm not gonna be doing anything to, you know, hurt you guys.
We hear
you. I'm trying to throw you guys a bone.
Sure.
But Shedeur is the go-to.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay. They're not putting them in. Because everyone knows the situation with the offensive line, okay? This is a little bit of a smoke screen, what's going on right now, okay? The plan is for the new stadium that's coming up, okay? They're gonna revamp that offensive line,
okay?
They're going to do what they can and what they can do. Watson is going to be he's not going to be with the Browns. He's going to be one of them chess plays where they're going to use, you know, that's for them to figure out what they can get for him. But Gabriel is going to be out of here next year. Shador is the go-to. They're not getting a quarterback in the draft. They're not doing that whatsoever. They're not going to go through the headache again and getting a starting QB franchise, so-called QB, and have this mess go on again for another 2 years, Shador and his new rookie. So that's the plan, and that's the reason why Kevin Stefanski has not been fired yet. And you see how calm he is. He does not like throwing people underneath the bus.
No, that's
especially
true.
His players.
Right.
So I just want to let you guys know, I just threw a bone to Cleveland.
All right. Thank you,
guys,
Charles.
Chew on it a little bit, okay?
All right.
And it makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Charles. I'm not.
Got a bone. I've not seen this team not play hard.
I haven't either. I don't think Kevin.
I've seen it not play well.
Kevin doesn't throw any of his players under the bus, no. ever. I mean, we hear things all the time that Kevin will never throw, but we don't throw reckless speculation out there. Not to take over for another show here, but I mean, I'm just not buying it.
Victor is in Scottsdale, Arizona. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Victor.
Hey, real simple. I just there's something upstairs that's fractured in that front office. I mean, you got Dee Podesta, who's one of the top three, who lives and dies with the analytics.
Victor, you know he left the team already, right? You know he's with the Colorado Rockies.
That's my point.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why he left. I mean, he's not getting his analytics through to these people that are out there. There's no way Gabriel with analytics is the quarterback of this team. And I think he got fed up because he's not getting his say in there. And there's enough people that are forcing their positions on letting Sanders play or not play. And the whole situation upstairs is all messed up because there's nobody that we can go through and see a direction. Any other team would have fired Petrone immediately this morning. Any other team. And it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong.
The Raiders did.
You have to make changes.
Raiders fired their special teams coach after the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. You just move on. You get somebody else in there. You know, and as far as Stefanski goes, he doesn't care. He'll go along with whatever they're saying upstairs because he has no choice. But yet the day he's gone from here, he doubles his salary. So it's like it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you another thing with Garrett. You get $40 million, you'll bark like a dog if they tell you to.
All right, Victor.
He's not that guy.
No, he's not.
No, and I've watched, and if you listen to him, and Garrett's not doing that. That's not Miles Garrett. That's like wrong. Just wrong. That's not right. All right, two for two, Jeff. Let's keep going. We're
Dave,
on a roll.
Let's go to Dave in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? I just want to say, P.J. Walker had a completion percentage of 57.8% when he played his four games with the Browns. Dylan Gabriel's completion percentage is 53. P.J. Walker had, if you all look at the stats, P.J. Walker was pretty much better than Dylan Gabriel is now. Dylan Gabriel is not a starting quarterback. I don't understand why Shador is not even being given a chance. You got to play him this year eventually. If not, we'd be in this exact same predicament next year. This dude is pretty much P.J. Walker. That's all I got to say.
All right, thank Dave.
You. That is the first P.J. Walker comparison I've ever heard in my life.
I truly believe, folks, if they thought Shador was more ready to play at the NFL level and would do a better job right now, keywords are right now, he would be playing.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. And, again, keep in mind, you do not draft quarterbacks in the third and fifth round and think you have landed your franchise quarterback. You may have. You may be fortunate. You may be lucky. But if you draft a guy in the third and then draft a guy in the fifth and think, yep, we've taken care of the problem, you're delusional. If they were looking to win games and give the team the best chance to win and perform on offense, you would have kept Kenny Pickett and you would have kept Joe Flacco.
Yes.
I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple. They traded out of number two, picked up another first-rounder for next year. I mean, we can all connect the dots, can we not? You picked up two picks in what's supposed to be a better quarterback draft and then traded the two veteran quarterbacks who probably, in theory, I think, would give you a better chance to win than a guy drafted in the third and a guy drafted in the fifth. It's pretty simple, folks. Brian's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Brian.
You're the first time I've ever called. It's the first time I've ever called this station.
Well, thanks.
I call 98.5 in Massachusetts because I'm born in, well, not born, but I'm born here, graduated from Stowe, but moved to Massachusetts and lived there the majority of my last couple of years and just finally came back here.
Okay.
I have a youth Browns football team in Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's still there today. I have a 12-year-old son that has started following football roughly about when Brady was tailing off. And so he got to jump in with Baker, and he became a Browns fan. So he enjoyed a little bit of winning. And now fast forward to today. You know, I load him up with Jeremiah Smith jerseys, everything. He's just a diehard Cleveland fan in Massachusetts. And it's unbelievable that my poor kid, you know, he went last week. My ex-brother-in-law took him to the game. He dressed in his Brown stuff. He got humiliated at that performance. And then you can't even beat the Jets. And it's hard to even hold on to a fan. I mean, it's hard to create a new generation of fans.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We talk about it all the time. I'm a little confused on the Jeremiah Smith.
Hang in, Brian.
I mean, you're a Buckeye fan then, too, is what you're trying to say.
Apparently so.
Okay, I was little.
Apparently so.
I was with him. I got it. I understood it. And then I was like, wait, Jeremiah Smith, did we pick him up? I'd love it if they did. Is there any way we can get him right now? Any chance of getting Jeremiah?
So. No. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Stefanski's press conference later today, 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Scott Petrak's going to join us in about 16 and a half minutes right here on the show. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. The Dylan Gabriel yesterday, Andy, 17 of 32, 167 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked six times. It's been five starts. Kevin Stefanski said after the game, was asked by Mary Kay Cabot, he said, yes, Dylan Gabriel is still our starting quarterback. I get that.
I get it, too. First of all, I wouldn't have, you know, Kevin, if Kevin doesn't say something, then you start to read into it, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin came out yesterday and said he's still our quarterback because you knew that question was coming. Everyone knew that was
absolutely
coming. And it doesn't hurt him to say, no,
and
he's
the
still
question
our,
needs to be
why
asked.
Why would you?
Yeah, sure, the question needs to be
but
asked.
If you're Kevin, why would you say anything different? Like, if I was Kevin, I would have said the same thing.
Right. If you're going to make a change, you're not going to do it right then and there. You're going to do it this week or whatever.
That's right.
Here's the thing. Again, you don't draft quarterbacks in the third and the fifth and think, yep, took care of that problem. You're looking at this guy. He's had five starts. Has he been good? No. Has he been bad? I don't think he's been bad. I just think he's been largely ineffective. You know, he's very competent at running an offense. He certainly knows how to play football. Also, haven't seen the ability to make big-time winning plays yet. Will that come around? I don't know. I don't think five games is an accurate assessment period. And I understand why they want to see more. And I would think at some point they would also want to see something from Shadur. I get that. But, you know, to watch five games of a guy's the first five starts of his career and think, nothing. I don't think that's fair.
Jeff, I mean, look.
I also don't think I haven't seen anything. It makes me think he's the starting quarterback. I'll readily admit that.
It's even if you want to put it in a little more perspective, and you go back and look at his college numbers, right? 14 times last year he threw for at least 200 yards in a game in college. He's done it once here, once against the Steelers, 221. And he had that game,
and he had better talent around him at Oregon in comparison to the opposition than he has here.
That's
part of it.
You know, he threw, and that was the game he threw the ball 52 times, and they still only came up with 9 points in that game.
Insane.
9 points, and they threw the ball 52 times. At least it was more of a balance. In fact, it looks like they've tried to balance them out the last two games, too, between 32 and 34.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Five attempts. You know, it's not the 52 we saw. But by the way, he only had eight when they, you know, I'm just shaking my head. Shaking my head.
Have you seen anything that makes you think Dylan's the long-term answer at quarterback?
No, I haven't. No, it's nothing against him. It's not personal. It's just...
Again, you don't draft guys in the third round thinking you've solved the problem. You keep your fingers crossed that maybe you did and get lucky. So far, we haven't seen it. I don't think we have. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray, welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. You know I love you guys, and I love your show. That's what every time I get a chance.
And Thank you. Love you, too.
So I like you. I don't know.
No, I love you, Cool Ray. I like you a lot. I'm not afraid
like
to put my
cheesecake.
Put my emotions out there, my man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So I got two questions for you guys in the statement. So the first question is, Mr. Phelps, you said five games isn't enough to prove the show of a guy's starting quarterback. You just said that.
No, well, I don't think it's enough of a sample size. I haven't seen anything that makes me think he's the long-term answer, Corey.
Okay, so if that's truly how you feel, then if they push Shadori in, let's say in four games left in the season or three games, would that still wouldn't be enough
to
figure out if he was right.
No.
So my thing is that's moving the table. So my thing is this, though. I'm no longer mad at the Browns. I know I don't expect anything. That game yesterday was such a drag for the first time, and I'm 52. For the first time, I didn't even care to watch. I started doing other things, and I came back. It seemed like that game took 8 hours to play. So my question is, if the Browns are quote-unquote tanking, if that's the word we want to use, and what's all going on in sports, especially with the Guardians and what we've seen in basketball, isn't that the equivalent of a team betting against their own team? Like, what's stopping football players? If I know that the best quarterback is not going to play and a receiver is not going to get his numbers, if I have that information, shouldn't we be looking at what's stopping a player from doing that? Because talking about the Browns is getting exhausting about Kevin Stefanski. He's not going anywhere because – he did this last year when the season was lost. He gave a play calling, and we fired the offensive coordinator and kept him. Same thing he did this year. So it's the same playbook.
All right, Cool Ray, let me say this. You're making an assumption that Shadur is a better quarterback, which, okay, you can go ahead and say that. I would make the argument that the best quarterbacks were traded. You know, I mean, that kind of tells you what you were thinking. They wanted to get a look at these young quarterbacks. You're trying to build a team long term here. I don't necessarily like that, but the minute they traded Pickett and then traded Flacco after a few games, it shows you what they were doing. They're trying to find a long term guy or a long term answer rather than win in the short term. I think
let's say the veteran quarterbacks were traded. Let's not say better because we don't know what Shadur really is.
Did I say veteran? I thought I said veteran. If not, you're right.
So we don't know what Shadur is. And I remember I called you guys and I said the Browns are putting a narrative out there that Shadur is stupid. That's the only – because we know physically, we know that what we're looking at.
I don't think that's a fair thing to say, Corey.
Okay, not let's say stupid. Let's say their narrative
is not ready.
So not
which, by the way, you hear from about a lot of young quarterbacks.
So my thing is, if the Browns are, and I'd like to hear what you guys think about this. If the Browns are quote unquote tanking or going to looking for the future for the draft, and what we're seeing in sports with all this gambling, what is to stop players from gambling or betting against this team when we know people are not getting their numbers?
All right, cool, Ray. Well, I'm not going to take it to a gambling thing. I don't think that plays here at all. If you're looking for how teams go about this stuff, look what the Jets did. The Jets had Sauce Gardner, they had Quinnen Williams. They traded their two best defensive players. Do you think that made their team better for this year? No.
I don't know how that could possibly be better, and that's what's even more befuddling about the Browns' loss.
They're trying to build for the future, Andy. They're trying to build for the future.
Well, they did a great job. They built a win into their future.
Along the way, they got a win. Yeah. Along the way, they got a win.
Here's the other thing, too, that's the whole theory about a win is a loss because if you end up in a tie with the Jets at the end of the season, that now all of a sudden you have the tiebreaker. You don't. Strength of schedule is first and then head-to-head competition to avoid tanking. So anyone that thinks that yesterday's loss was, if they end up 2-2 at the end of the day, it's going to be strength of schedule, which I'm hoping the games against the North are going to bring us down.
Well, let me throw some numbers at you here. Just number thought.
Okay.
The Jets' strength of schedule just got worse because the Browns lost. They beat the Browns.
Oh, good point.
So the Browns' strength of schedule just got harder.
Oh, that's good.
Because the Jets got another win.
Oh, no, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That helps you if you're the Browns. Right?
Yeah, but you can't go into that game as like a lot of us were saying, oh, well, a loss is kind of a win in this thing.
It is a tiebreaker if they ended up with the same strength of schedule.
But strength of schedule is the first, and then head-to-head is
the
second.
The Browns' strength of schedule just got harder because the Jets got a win.
Although it's still a tie, two wins if they both stay at two.
Not necessarily. It's overall strength of schedule. But
it's got to end in a tie first. So then you go to strength of schedule. Yeah. I don't understand. No, that doesn't play out right, you just said.
You know,
if they both end with two losses.
It's not the strength of schedule.
Strength of schedule is the first tiebreaker.
Yeah. But there are other factors rather than just wins and losses. But the strength of schedule, because the Jets just picked up another win, made it a little...
No, the first thing is, you're not tied if we have two losses. If we have two losses and they have two losses...
Wins.
Wins, yeah, what am I saying? God, I'm insane.
Dream on, pal.
If we have two wins and they have two wins, now you're tied, right? Now you go to the tiebreaker.
Okay, but... Browns would have had three wins and the Jets would have had one. So that does kind of help that. Had the Browns won yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I'm very confused.
All right. Reggie's in Cleveland. Hey, Reg. Reggie, you got a minute. Hey. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey.
I listen to y'all.
Thank you.
I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you.
Like every day.
Thank you.
And, everybody keeps saying Shador hasn't proven himself. And all of shenanigans, but we forget about the preseason. And Shador was making stuff happen with receivers way worse than the receivers we got in right now.
True, so the defenses were worse too.
In one game he did, and the other game he didn't look so good.
Right.
Yeah, but the game they threw him in, man, I feel like Shador had an unfair chance the first time he came here. He was doing all that without the right reps. Without the right practice stuff and all that, like it's like they just was throwing him into situations that any other quarterback probably would have never did good in. But I do feel like Shador would do a better job than Gabriel. I mean, Gabriel is a good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but like y'all say, he's more of a backup. He's not really no starting quarterback that'll get us.
Well, we're not seeing that so far.
No, Reg, if you listen to the phone calls we've had today, I mean, people are saying the Browns are not playing him because they want him to play next year. And that they don't want to put him behind this offensive line.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, that was two right out of the gate. I was like, what?
Scott Petrak covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. We'll get his thoughts on the offense, on Tommy Rees, on Dylan Gabriel. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.